How's it going, guys? Welcome. It is I, Dragos, and I am back with the Dragos Energy Podcast. How long has it been since I've done this podcast? Maybe over almost 6 months now, right? I have been neglecting it, unfortunately, but it has been beyond my control because in the past year, I wanted to focus a little bit more on the things that had the greatest return. I think this was one of the key elements of 2022, and the podcast unfortunately was not something that I consider a high priority, but as we kind of go into 2023, I think it will become more of an important priority. I think I'm going to focus on creating even more digital content, because I think this is the future, is it not, right? Creating digital content for people to consume from all over the world. Let's do a quick recap. 2022 was a pretty big year. Show was like the first normal-ish year after the pandemic. We had the pandemic, of course, throughout the entirety of 2021. And this year, 2022, I've been focusing on making up for lost time, because I have been doing a lot of shows this year, many, many, many shows. I've been going to a lot of places. I've been trying to kind of just generate some income from my online audience while also improving my jokes. And it was good. It was a good year. I did a couple of shows. Last batch of shows that I did were basically London. I did Belgrade. I did some shows in the Netherlands. Some shows in Berlin as well. And since the end of November, I have been I've been in Mexico. I've kind of been chilling, taking a little bit of a break. Some of you might know this or not. My girlfriend is from Mexico. She was coming back to resolve some personal issues, and I decided this would be a great opportunity for me to actually experience Mexico, because I don't know if you remember, but I was in Mexico at the start of this year. I was here for 2 weeks, but unfortunately what happened was I contracted COVID. I contracted COVID upon my arrival. So maybe I actually brought COVID with me from Berlin. And the 2 weeks that I was here at the start of the year effectively meant that I was in lockdown. Yes, that is correct. You heard it right. I spent money on a plane and accommodation to stay in lockdown in Mexico for almost 2 weeks. I did have a chance to see a couple of things, but not that many. So now I'm back for 2 months for a couple of reasons. One of them is to basically focus a little bit more on the content creation for December and January. I do have a lot of videos this year, as I mentioned. I've gone to a lot of places. I've done a lot of shows. And this has resulted in a mountain load of terabytes. I've got terabytes of footage. I don't know if you can see this, but this is a hard drive that I've just been currently using to edit the 1 hour that I'm going to be putting up on YouTube for free. So if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, be sure to give that subscribe, because I'm going to be putting it, I think maybe 15th of December is kind of my like internal deadline. I got to do some editing. I'm going to do everything by myself, of course. Yes, I filmed it, everything. This year, I also invested a little bit more. As you can see from this little microphone here, I also invested a little bit more in some equipment. Right now, I'm filming it on a new camera with the actual thing connected to an XLR device that is connected to the camera. I have a couple of spotlights. And I'm trying to kind of ramp up the quality of my content in the next coming year. So I have a couple of ideas. I do want to do everything in 2023 comedy oriented. I've kind of been struggling with YouTube, the podcast, because I found it a bit frivolous to do a podcast talking about world events, because I feel it's a bit outside my lane. I don't know how interesting that would be. I know a lot of comedians have kind of gone into this direction where they do podcasts and they have casual conversations. But for me, it kind of goes against, I don't find it a very practical use of time, right? So if I'm spending my time on something, I would like to spend it on something that does have some, does contribute in some way to my art or my productivity or something of the sorts, right? So this is kind of been holding me back from doing YouTube videos as well as podcasts, right? So, but now I think I have identified a couple of areas where I'm going to be doing some online content that is related to comedy. I'm going to do some stuff where I review my own comedy and I give you some insights on what was the writing process there in an attempt to kind of understand better the art of comedy, and thus basically create more high quality jokes for 2023. This is the goal, right? I'm gonna try to see if I can get another hour out by the end of 2023, but I'm not putting that as a hard goal because I don't want to rush myself. And at the same time, I want to do a lot about comedy is also basically it's just another facet of communication and storytelling. So maybe I'll be doing a show where I look into a comedy show or a podcast show or something where I look at story in different mediums like art, like movies or series, or basically like a podcast on movies. And I think the co-host for this, if she agrees, is going to be my girlfriend. So you might be able to see, because she does work in the space, she's a director, so you might be able to see some knowledge from that side of the room, as it were. And 2023, let's talk about a bit about 2023. I think 2023 is going to be a year of recession. This is what a lot of people are saying. A year of recession, Dragos. The 2022 was, you know, a good year, but 2023, we're going to have a recession. So what the fuck does that mean for comedy? I don't know exactly how to prepare for this, but I think, you know, usually recessions have a fun way of affecting comedy positively. The world of comedy is affected in a positive way by recessions. And what do I mean by this? I think because people are less willing to travel, go around, they're less willing to spend money, they're more willing to spend money on people that come to their town. So let's say if you want to go to another vacation, it costs you a couple of $1,000s to go somewhere to travel and experience something new. But if a comedian comes to your town and the ticket is like $20-$30, you're more willing to spend money on that. And if you look at the past recession, when we had like the big global recession, we had 2008. What happened then, we had a lot of big comedy specials coming out of that, like some classics coming out of that area. We had like some good Ricky Gervais stuff. We had some Chappelle coming out of the woodworks after his a self-imposed exile. We had some Louis C.K. stuff. We had some Gary Goldman specials from that period that are pretty good specifically. So maybe it will happen. It'll be very, very positive for comedy. But in the same time, I think for me, it's the goal is going to be to just be stay independent, not depend on external factors for my income, like, for example, like, you know, agencies or like clubs or like televisions or whatever. I want to make sure I do not have external elements kind of impacting the way I do my art, if that makes any sense. So that's kind of one of the goals I have for 2023. I have not yet set them up on a list to see what the what it actually looks like. But doing a bit of recap on 2023, I think I did improve my comedy to some degree. This year, 100%, one thing that improved was my crowd work. And believe it or not, when I was doing comedy in 2020, 2019, I was only doing material because I was very scared of doing crowd work because I could not predict what would happen, right? So I wanted to have control over the whole show. And that's why I wrote a lot of jokes, which I think was a really good hour. Excuse moi. And for this year as well, I think I did manage to kind of find a good balance between crowd work and material. I think I did write some good, interesting material this year that I'm quite proud of. And I think for next year as well, the challenge is going to be to try to find a suitable... I don't know if you can hear this, but there's a helicopter landing. But we'll see if it makes any sound. Interesting. So what happens is the place where I'm staying in Mexico at the moment is... there's a very tall building. I'm like on the 20-something floor. And right in front of it, there's a hospital that has a helipad. And every now and then, like, there's a helicopter landing. So if you hear some helicopter noise, it's probably just a helicopter with somebody that's gravely injured landing in an attempt to save their life. So fingers crossed that they don't die. But I was telling you guys, yeah, I think I'm quite happy with the comedy from this year. The show that I'm going to put up online at the end of the year is something that I've worked for the past 2 years. And I think it's great that I've managed to... dig up this level of quality in just 2 years. I think I am kind of approaching a level of professionalism that I am proud of. And now I'm a little bit mortified because I got to go do shows back in January and February with no material. I got to come up with some new jokes and new ideas. So I think that's where we're going to maybe look at balancing crowd work with other forms of interactions. I think the guy is saved because it looks like the helicopter is taken off. I might or might not leave this in. Maybe it makes it more authentic. This would be a great opportunity for me to talk a little bit more about where am I exactly in Mexico. Well, I'm staying in Mexico. It's a very interesting city, Mexico. Mexico City, the capital of Mexico. It is one thing that kind of took me by surprise. It is fucking gigantic. It is ginormous. Mexico City has 12 million people. 12 million people, that's like more than half of the entire population of Romania. That's like double the population of Austria. By the way, I'm recording this on the day that Austria voted to reject Romania from the Schengen. So, boo-hoo, Austria. If you're not familiar with the Schengen, it's just an area that means you can move freely within the European Union. You don't have to show your passport. There's no more passport control. But Romania still has to stay within that. I think I explained it correctly, I hope. This helicopter is making... grande noise, okay? I don't know how to say noise in Spanish, but one of the goals of being here in Mexico is to kind of mejorar mi español, which means improve my Spanish. And at the moment, I feel like I'm going in the right direction. I think my Spanish is improving day by day. Oh, there you go. The helicopter just took off. Yes, it was the helicopter from the hospital. Mexico is very interesting. I think 2 weeks here at the moment, I've been pretty chill. I've been taking the first week, I took it as a bit of a vacation. The second week, I took it more as an opportunity to edit and put content online. For those of you that might know, might not know, a little bit of a inside knowledge that I have been able to decipher by myself, is that December and January is, based on my previous experience with them, are months where content is consumed much more heavily than other months, perhaps because people are staying inside because of the cold in Europe, or perhaps because of the festive season. But this month alone, I have seen a very good increase in, I'm just looking at my phone at the moment, a very good increase in followers on TikTok, as well as a, como se llama, as well as Instagram and YouTube. So I think it's good, it's wise for me to put more content up now. But at the same time, I'm trying to do some writing. I have kind of been a bit lazy, not lazy, maybe procrastinating. It is part of the writing process, procrastination. But I'm trying to figure out new themes, new jokes. You know, obviously the first 2 hours that I've been put up kind of focus a bit more on the Eastern European experience, because I think that is an area that has been aggressively underserved, and it is something that I know a lot about. So I think people do appreciate it. I do like doing jokes about Eastern Europe, but I think I want to expand a bit in some other areas in the 2023 special. So let's see what we can work with there. Once my Spanish improves, hopefully I'll be able to do some 20 or 30 minutes of Spanish comedy that I can put online by the end of the 2023. That would be mucho, mucho bueno. Muy bueno, de fact, because mucho you don't use it in that context, and the fap means, by the way, fap? Oh, fuck, I'm mixing up the languages, for I have now 3 languages in mi cabeza, in my head. But very nice. I like Mexico. I think the it's very easy to kind of, the family unit is very strong here. People do kind of, I wouldn't say clicky, but they're very social. They live a very social life. I think I am more of a loner. I like to be by myself most of the time, and of course, you know, the comedy is like when I surround myself with people. But there is definitely some cultural differences here. But I do feel like people are easy to communicate with. I think my language is, like, I like being here and being forced to communicate in Spanish is kind of unlocking my hidden potential de hablar español. So it might be interesting to see how I can actually integrate some of the aspects of doing comedy in Spanish. Because, you know, for example, if I'm going to do comedy in Spanish with limited vocabulary, I think I'm going to be forced to use more facial expressions and physical movimientos. So I feel that if I can bring some of those elements that I use for Spanish comedy into my English comedy, I would get a bit of an upper hand on all these plebs. There's no competition, there's no plebs. But I think I would be better positioned to level up my comedy in English, I think. And I have even been thinking about doing some comedy in Romanian, but I don't know exactly if I have the time or if it is worth it kind of doing it. It's kind of like at the back of my brain at the moment, but let's see. More about Mexico City. Well, I've been eating a lot of delicious food. I think some of the food here, fried tacos, is pretty greasy. But we haven't quite delved in into the deep depths of Mexican cuisine. I think it's going to be on the list for the next couple of weeks. You know, things are going to slow down a bit more in the next 2 weeks. So I think we're going to gain the opportunity to kind of jump in and experience true Mexican comida, which is food. I have a streak on Duolingo of 120 days, which is killing it. I am killing the Duolingo game, baby. So it has helped me improve my vocabulary. I will try to take a couple more photos and videos of Mexico and its splendor and my experience with it. But let's see how kind of things evolve at the moment. I think it's interesting, the place, like one thing that has kind of taken me by surprise is like, you know, the prices are like very Berlin-like. And I think one of the reasons is because Mexico City is quite a rich city. And I think even this, like I went to the supermarket, this like mall, Mítica, and it is one of the biggest, most luxurious malls that I've ever had the chance to see. It's like fucking floors upon floors of Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, you know, fucking all these brands. And it's always full. So I think there is a lot of money in Mexico. I think, you know, Mexico is one of those countries where you kind of, on a day-to-day, like on the street, you see the difference between the rich and the poor, right? And one thing that really shocks you is also that there's a bit of an ethnic difference between the rich and the poor as well, because it seems like all the rich people are kind of like white and more indigenous for the ones with less wealth. So it's very, it's a country of contrasts, I could say. It's a very big country of contrasts. But it does seem that there's a lot of money in Mexico City. And I mean like a lot more than, I think Mexico 100% is a much richer country than Romania. I can guarantee you. It's massive. It's a lot of people and there's a lot of wealth here. The highways are fucking intricate. It's so close to the US as well. And I feel like Latin America is going to have a very big important role in the world stage in the next 20 to 50 years, because we've watched a couple of movies recently. We went to the cinema, watched a couple of movies. One of those movies has, some of those movies have been, watch Wakanda Forever, what's up? Watched The Menu, Anya Taylor-Joy. And I think like there's a lot, you know, I've watched The Addams Family, the Wednesday, the new series on Netflix. And I think a lot of these plays, I've watched, I finished Andor. And one pattern that I'm identifying is that Hollywood, or at least the movie production world, has moved away from China. You know, I remember like watching movies like Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and other movies what's it called, Pacific Rim 2. Where there was a heavy push of like including Chinese speaking actors, and actually the main protagonist of the movie speaking in Mandarin. And I feel like after COVID, like the USA and Hollywood has kind of completely shied away and completely turned away from China, and has reoriented its view towards Latin America as their main market of distribution. For this reason, you can see a lot of the Latino actors being included in big budget productions. If you look at Wakanda Forever, is it Aztec or a Mayan culture? You know, obviously the Wednesday, which was filmed in Romania, by the way. FYI, if you don't know, the whole series of Wednesday was filmed in Romania with Lady Ortega, who's also Spanish, is the main actor of Spanish descent, because I think she's American. But it seems like this part of the world is going to have a very important place on the global scene for the next couple of years, whether it's going to be as a subordinate to the US, or it's going to be able to break out as an independent unit by itself. And I think that's probably going to be the direction, especially if you consider the growth of Latinos and Spanish speakers in the US. I think this is going to be a big part of the world the next couple of years. So let's see what's going to happen. I think it's definitely going to be, I wanted to learn Spanish because it was so easy to learn to Romanian. I think it would be a very good opportunity for me to learn more, learn a global language. And I think that the more I'm noticing, it seems like a smart decision. And with speaking of Spanish, if I'm able to master Spanish to a fluent level, I will then be trilingual. What is up? Trilingual, which I think is a nice thing. I think it gives you a little bit more insight, a bit more empathy for other people. And maybe I will even explore the opportunity of learning German, but maybe French or Italian. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what the world brings to us. Is this a good feedback? Is this a good kind of narrow? Is this a good breakdown of what's been happening in the past couple of years? I feel like I've kind of given you a bit of insight into what's happened in 2022. A lot of shows. The shows have been generating some good amount of money as well, which is what I have been investing in better equipment. I bought cameras, I bought SD cards to get double angles, I bought microphone. I'm trying to put that capital to, you know, reinvest it in myself. I've basically started doing therapy. How about that? I started doing therapy, which I find it very interesting. It's not as expensive as I thought it would be. I think one of the number one things that I've kind of shied away when considering therapy, it was like, this is more of a thing for rich people. But I think in the past 5 years, therapy has become super affordable. And I've done a couple of that as well. I have a therapist. She's from Poland, which I think is very helpful as well, because it does give you an insight into the Eastern European mindset. I'm using the... I can't really tell you what I'm using yet, because maybe I'll use it. I'll tell you so I can get a promo code. I'm going to try to put some sponsors in here, some affiliates, so the drivers can make some dinero. But it has been an interesting, I've been doing therapy now for about two months, yeah, about like 10 sessions. So that has been particularly interesting, because we're talking a bit about my family, talking a bit about my upbringing, and there are some very intense emotions that I feel I can farm for comedy. It's very interesting, because I was talking to the therapist, and she was like, why are you doing comedy? And I was like, you know, one of the reasons I think is because I think it'll help me write more comedy and jokes. And she started laughing. Ha 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 ha. It has to be practical. Everything I do has to be practical. Also, she was very... I'll tell you one of the main insights of therapy has been that I need to slow down, because I'm trying to do everything very fast, and I'm talking fast, and I'm living fast, and I'm doing everything very fast. And one of the things we're working on therapy is how to slow down and enjoy life a little bit. This is one of the insights into my therapy. I hope that helps. You know, if you have the availability, if your insurance covers therapy, if you can do it, I'd recommend checking out a couple of sessions just to see what's underneath the hood. Where am I spending time? I'm spending time editing. I'm putting stuff on YouTube. What am I watching on YouTube? I'm watching a lot of videos on China. That's pretty intense, right? I'm watching a lot of videos on the downfall of China and what's happening with the COVID lockdowns. I've been watching a lot of political stuff. Most of my political news at the moment I'm getting from YouTube. I'm investing some time in building up my Reddit. Believe it or not, my Reddit is lit, is popping. I almost have 2,000 people follow me on Reddit. I have a little subreddit community, which I feel is like a great, like, I don't know, it's like a weird badge of geeky validation. that I kind of like because I used to like spend a lot of time on Reddit for other comedians, the subreddits. So now I have a subreddit. It's called Draggish Comedy. Check it out. But one thing that I have definitely been, you know, the past year I've been focusing a lot of time, which, by the way, I just want to highlight the fact that I decided not to do shows during summer or go to the Edinburgh Fringe because I wanted to focus on growing my Instagram. And during the summer, it was a great, I just want to pat myself on the back for making a good decision on that, because the my growth on Instagram, it all happened during summer. I think I grew by like 60,000 people on Instagram. I rode a wave of the algorithm. The algorithm on Instagram has changed to kind of try to mirror TikTok, and but they slowed it down because celebrities were complaining or whatever. But I think Instagram now, is like, the goal is for them to accelerate your growth to 100,000 followers. So I think now that I have 101 followers on Instagram, I think I kind of rode that wave, and I'm trying to figure out what the next wave is. I think one thing I do need to focus on is growing my YouTube, because I think realistically, Instagram doesn't pay you shit and TikTok doesn't pay you shit. And to be honest with you, the only platform that pays you decently is YouTube. So I got to focus more time on that to make some passive income from YouTube. I drank some, horchata. It's an electrolyte drink here. You can get in Mexico City from downstairs at Walmart. By the way, they have Walmart, but it's not like American Walmart. People are civilized here. So this horchata is like rice water, and this tastes pretty chill. I also have cocoa water, which is very nice. Maybe I'll do a little bit of a, should I do a little bit of a display of the things that I'm having, the drinks that I'm having on a day-to-day basis in Mexico? Perhaps it might be wise. Perhaps it might not be wise. Let's see. What was I talking about? I kind of lost my train of thought. But effectively, what I was saying is that I have been focusing on the social media platforms, the aspects, growth. It is much easier to basically sell tickets if people know who the fuck you are. So I think that's what I'm trying to do for next year. I'm trying to figure out what is the next step. Maybe next step is going on a streaming platform, or like just growing my audience online. It's like these numbers. How, like, I'm trying to set up some goals that are like achievable. So maybe one of the goals is going to be to get the TikTok to 1 million, which, by the way, at the moment is close to 600,000, which is crazy, crazy number. And try to get the YouTube to 100,000 as well. I think if I get the YouTube to 100,000 followers, I'll be able to make like €1,000 from ads a month, which would be great, because that would solve a lot of, cover my rent basically in Berlin, which, by the way, I need to move out to a new place in Berlin. I think at this point I'm making enough money to be able to move out from cohabitating with my German housemate. But we will see exactly how that looks like in the next year, because finding an apartment in Berlin is still pretty loco like the coco. I'm not sick. I'm just speaking so much and so fast that my boca is tired. Okay, tired. All right. Well, I guess cansada, as they say in Espanol. Mi boca está cansada. Is that what you said? But I might be doing some streams with me learning Spanish. I think that's going to be an interesting thing to see as well. Just a couple of things. I'm exploring more digital ways of being digitally present. Digitally present. Yes. I'm going to get a studio in Berlin. How about that? I'm going to figure out a way how to set up a studio in Berlin. But I think this is it, guys. This is it. This is the end of the podcast. The podcast is going to come back now. It's going to be a weekly podcast. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about, but we were going to figure out something. This is the goal for 2023. Have a weekly podcast, even if it's like the camera, no camera. We're going to figure something out. Cabrones. All right. Well, thank you a lot. Thanks a lot for coming out here. If you guys did enjoy it, subscribe, like. If you're hearing this on Spotify, just follow on Spotify. If you hear this on Apple Music or like on Amazon Podcasts, put a nice word in there for me. Put like a review or something. And look forward to doing more content. But thank you very much for tuning in, and see you guys next time. Bye-bye.